Night is a Blanket by Barbara Hill.
What is night, Grandfather? Said the children.
Night is a blanket that covers the sky and makes it dark so we can sleep, said Grandfather, very softly. The blanket is old and full of holes. The sun is still shining away up there behind the blanket. Those stars you see are just the sun peeping through the hole. No one knows who spreads the blanket out at night or who puts it away in the morning. Perhaps it is a giant standing at the edge of the earth. Perhaps it is a bird flying with a blanket in his beak. We do not know. All the children lay back and gazed at the dark sky. One said, "The blanket looks so deep and soft. I would like to hold it and feel it and touch it."
Only one person ever did, said Grandfather. And that is how we got our moon. It all happened long, long ago. But even then, the blanket was old and worn. A young girl wanted to hold and feel and touch the blanket of night. So she climbed the highest mountain in the land. She thought that when she got to the top, she would be able to reach the blanket. When she came to the top, the blanket of night was still far, far above her. She sat down. A great white hawk saw her and came to help. "Climb on my back," he said. "Perhaps I can take you up to the sky." The hawk flew and flew and flew until his feathers were torn and his wings worn out. He could go no further. He called to the wind. "Wind, blow me, push me higher. Carry me up so this young girl may reach the blanket of night." The wind blew and blew and blew. The hawk flew higher and higher, like a kite, until they were almost up to the blanket of night. But the wind gasped and said, "I can take you no further."
"I think I can reach it," the young girl cried. She stood on the great bird's back and jumped as high as she could. Her fingers touched the blanket. She caught it.
The worn old blanket ripped, and the young girl was left holding a piece.
She fell and fell and fell back to the earth.
And now there was a bigger hole in the blanket of night. That is our moon. Sometimes the edges flap open and the moon looks round. Sometimes the wind blows them together and the moon looks small. Sometimes there are wrinkles in the blanket and we see no moon at all. And sometimes little children need some sleep. "Good night," said Grandfather, very softly.